Day 296, Monday, November 27th. 1 Samuel 31 and 1 Chronicles 10, 1 Chronicles 9 40-44 and 2 Samuel 4 4. 1 Samuel 31. 1 Samuel 31 1-13 NKJV. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. The battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, and he was severely wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword, and died with him. So Saul, his three sons, his armor-bearer, and all his men died together that same day. And when the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, and those who were on the other side of the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor, and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines, to proclaim it in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the temple of the Ashtoreths, and they fastened his body to the wall of Beth-shan. Now when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and traveled all night, and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Beth-shan, and they came to Jabesh and burned them there. Then they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. 1 Chronicles 10. 1 Chronicles 10 1-14 NKJV. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. The battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. So Saul and his three sons died, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that they had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled. Then the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him and took his head and his armor, and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the temple of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and they brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he killed him, and turned the kingdom over to David the son of Jesse. 1 Chronicles 9 40-44. 1 Chronicles 9 40-44 NKJV. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pitton, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jarah. Jarah begot Alemeth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Benaiah, Rephaiah his son, Eleasa his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had 6 sons whose names were these, Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. 2 Samuel 4:4. 2 Samuel 4:4 NKJV Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, in 1 Samuel 31 and 1 Chronicles 10, we arrive at the very sad conclusion to Saul's reign as king over Israel. Severely wounded, he commits suicide. Yet not only Saul, but also 3 of his sons, including David's close friend Jonathan, die in this battle. Afterward, in a particularly heinous incident, the Philistines cut off Saul's head and put it on display in the temple of Dagon while his body and those of his sons are fastened to the wall of Beth Shan, at the junction of the Jezreel and Jordan valleys, to advertise their victory. In a daring move, the men of Jabesh Gilead swoop in under cover of darkness and recover the bodies of Saul and his sons. In our highlights on 1 Samuel 11, we mention that Saul may have had ancestral roots in Jabesh Gilead in relation to Judges 21. Furthermore, this was the city that had been rescued from the Ammonites by Saul in his first act as king, and the Jabesh Gileadites apparently had a very fond remembrance and debt of gratitude to him, which they repaid in their recovery and burial of his and his son's bones and a week of fasting. The bodies they burned, quite unusual among the ancient Israelites and perhaps done because these bodies had been mutilated by the Philistines. Years later, David will have the bones of Saul and Jonathan exhumed and reburied in Benjamin, in the tomb of Saul's father Kish, 2 Samuel 21:11-14. The account in 1 Chronicles 10 describes the reason for the death of Saul. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, or transgressions KJV, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he killed him, by the circumstances he directed, and turned the kingdom over to David the son of Jesse, verses 13-14. One may ask, did not David also commit transgressions before God? Yes, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, Romans 3:23. The difference is in the heart. When David sins, he has a pattern, a habit, of acknowledging his sins before God and repenting. By contrast, Saul took no responsibility for his actions, seeking to deny his sins or reverse their consequences instead of repenting of them. Moreover, Saul's habit was that of continually seeking his own will. Remember that when Saul did not follow God's instruction, Samuel said, "But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, David, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." 1 Samuel 13:14. As for Jonathan's death, we don't know why God allowed it. Perhaps his presence would not have fit into God's continuing plan for David's life. In the same way, we might wonder why God allowed Herod to put James the brother of John to death early in the New Testament era, while Peter was miraculously delivered from Herod. God has not revealed his reasons, but we can always be confident that his decisions are for the ultimate good of his servants. See Romans 8:28. And 31-6 verse 6, in Acts 13:21 we are told that Saul reigned a total of 40 years. Josephus records that 18 years were during the time of Samuel and 22 years after Samuel had died. Verse 13, notice here that it says they fasted days. The John Gill commentary states, not that they ate and drank nothing all that time, but they fasted every day till evening, as the Jews used to do. In Matthew 4:2, it is recorded that Jesus Christ miraculously fasted 40 days and 40 nights, specifying both day and night were included in his fasting. Read 1 Chronicles 10, 1 Chronicles 9 40-44 and 2 Samuel 4:4. Note that Jonathan's son Merib-Baal is the same as Mephibosheth, who became lame at 5 years old.